Courage, written by Aria Lerendier and read by Litra. A supernatural, Castiel/Dean Winchester fic, with additional tags for alternate universe, librarian Cass, who has a crush on Dean. Dean adores Vonnegut, so Cass makes recommendations. Summary. Cass has to make a move on Dean, or his brother Gabriel is going to do something ridiculously embarrassing. The problem is that it's Dean, and Cass has trouble telling Dean anything. Castiel pushed his glasses up to the bridge of his nose, and fought the urge to fidget as Dean approached the counter, 3 new books in hand, one of which was his recommendation. His stomach glowed with the idea that Dean respected his opinion enough to trust it and check out the book. He is almost certain that Dean will love it.
"Hey, Cass, just these 3 for me."
He fought down the urge to smile widely at the nickname. Upon learning his name, Dean had immediately given him a nickname, citing the reason that his name was too long to say easily. Now Dean calls him by his nickname. "Of course, Dean. Did you find everything you were looking for this evening?"
"You know I did, Cass. You helped me find them."
Castiel stumbled as he pulled out the cards from the books, the stamp he was using to mark them skittering across the desk. Dean's smile was perfect, and never failed to make him blush. How could he ever hope to attract someone like Dean? Nonetheless, he had to try. Gabriel would force him to do something embarrassing if he did not. "I am glad you have taken my recommendations on Slaughterhouse-5. It is very different from Cat's Cradle, but still Vonnegut, one of his best works in my opinion." As he pulled out the slip to stamp it, Castiel took the piece of paper with his phone number and the 3-word message, "Call me? Cass," and slipped it into the first chapter. Dean laughed.
"I'm certain I will. You haven't steered me wrong yet."
Castiel felt the glow of pleasure return at Dean's laugh. It was sunshine and everything a proper laugh should be. He closed the book quickly and finished signing them out for Dean. He managed another shy smile for Dean as he pushed the books across the desk. He could not risk handing them to Dean. Then Dean might notice how much his hands were shaking.
"I will see you soon?"
Castiel ventured to ask as he watched Dean slide the books into his backpack. His heart was pounding madly. The slip of paper was gone. He could not take it back now. His cheeks were still red. He could feel it. Dean would think him foolish when he discovered the note. Dean looked up from his backpack and smiled.
"Yeah, definitely, Cass. I'll have to come get more Vonnegut advice from you if I like Slaughterhouse-5.
"Please do." Cass bit his lip when Dean turned to give him another grin and a wave as he headed for the door of the library. His heart was pounding harder than ever. Dean. Castiel was just finishing the last of his sorting for the night when his phone gave a quiet beep. He pulled it out of his pocket in confusion and noticed the text message light blinking. He flipped the phone open. "Are you still at the library?" The number was not one he recognized. Gabriel, it must be. Perhaps looking for a ride home again. Castiel sighed and tapped out a response. "Yes, for another hour." "Good." Castiel looked at his phone in confusion and then sighed, replacing it in his pocket. Ah, well, there were far worse things than dealing with a drunk Gabriel for the evening. He glanced up at the clock. 7:30. Time to start preparing for close. He had just finished shutting down the computer for the evening when the front doors burst open. The last student had left over 15 minutes ago, and Castiel had been enjoying the silence. He looked over at them, frowning at whoever had decided to disrupt the last bit of his evening. Castiel froze when Dean came bounding up the stairs, panting loudly. "Dean?"
"Cass!"
Dean jogged to the library desk and around it to stand directly in front of Cass. Castiel turned with Dean as he moved around the desk and came directly up to him, in his personal space. His heart was pounding again, wildly out of his control. His cheeks must have been bright red, and his mouth had gone dry.
"How can I help you, Dean?"
Dean held up the piece of paper that had fallen out of Slaughterhouse 5 when he had put it on his desk at his dorm.
"You leave this for me, Cass?"
He froze, his cheeks burning in embarrassment.
"Yes."
"Good. For future reference, though, I'm not the calling type. I like texting,"
Dean explained.
"Unless it's phone sex, then I'm all over calling."
Castiel felt thrown off balance. Dean was standing in front of him, his breath still coming in little pants, his green eyes shining and his freckles highlighted from the slight pink of his cheeks. He was the most beautiful thing Cass had ever seen, and he was talking about phone sex.
"Dean?"
"I just... oh, fuck it,"
Dean grumbled, stepping closer to Cass. Those wide blue eyes continued to stare at him from behind thick-rimmed glasses, his cheeks pink beneath his stubble. He was about to try to ask again when Dean's lips were suddenly on his, gentle and insistent. Castiel froze for a moment.
"Dean."
Dean was kissing him. He closed his eyes and leaned into the kiss, feeling both of Dean's hands drop to his waist and pull him closer. He gasped, and then Dean was pulling back just enough to look at him.
"Cass?"
Castiel had to clear his throat before he was able to get any words out.
"Yes, Dean?"
he asked, his voice much lower than usual. Pressed as close as he was, he felt Dean shiver after he spoke, and wondered at the cause of it. He reached up to adjust his glasses. Dean had knocked them askew.
"You want to go get a burger after you close up?"
Castiel nodded and was nearly blinded by the bright smile from Dean. He cleared his throat and tried to force himself to focus. Then he remembered the text from Gabriel.
Oh,
he frowned and pulled out his phone. "I have to wait for my brother. I believe he will be needing a ride home. He asked if I was still at the library earlier." Castiel watched as Dean looked disheartened for a moment, before his face cleared and his grin returned.
"Was this text sent from a different number than his usual one?"
Castiel frowned and wrinkled his brow.
"How do you know that, Dean?"
Dean laughed and pulled Cass into another kiss. He melted all over again, uncaring if Gabriel, his boss, or anyone else saw them. Dean was worth it. Worth all of it. Castiel frowned when Dean pulled away from the kiss and continued to grin at him.
"Because that text came from me."
This time, Castiel was ready for the kiss, uncaring if Dean knocked his glasses clean off this time. And when he and Dean stumbled out of the library, in slightly mussed clothing and kiss-swollen lips, more than an hour later, he realized he would have to thank Gabriel at some point.